right, it is Thursday morning, and today down in Macomb County, U.S. Senator Gary Peters is going to be taking a tour of a Sterling Heights facility, BAE Systems. We happen to have him on the line with us this morning. Senator Peters, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. The arsenal of democracy is alive and well, right?
Well, it certainly is. We've got some incredible defense contractors all across state doing a lot in land systems, but also moving quite aggressively into aerospace as well. So really kind of the full complement, and it certainly adds to the manufacturing muscle we have in our state, but we've got to do more, and that's what I'm focused on.
You're going to get a sneak peek of the Bradley fighting vehicle today. What do you know about this?
Well, it's certainly it's a premier fighting vehicle. It gives our land forces a real punch, part of our Army combat brigades, and it's made here, engineered, designed here in Michigan with the folks at BAE. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of the new improvements as well. That's a vehicle they're constantly investing to upgrade, make sure it keeps up with technology, which, as you know, changes constantly.
Sure does, absolutely. And we need to be able to take advantage of that, not rely on other parts of the country for the technology. We want the technology that goes with the moving parts to be right here in Michigan, don't we?
We absolutely do, and right now there's a real synergy between what's happening with our commercial automobile industry and what happens on the defense side, particularly in the area of autonomous self-driving vehicles. As you know, we are moving aggressively in that area with cars that will be on our roads, and I want to make sure Michigan is the center of the universe for that, because this is the next generation for the auto industry. The folks in California think they can do it, but we're confident we can do it better. And having the military here, the Department of Defense, that's an important technology for them as well. They'd like to be able to run convoys and other types of vehicles without putting soldiers and Marines and others in harm's way.
I know last weekend you spent some time at the Munich Security Conference, you and members of the Senate Armed Services Committee. And what was the purpose of the trip to Munich, the Security Conference, and how does it relate back here to Michigan?
Well, the Munich Security Conference has been going on for decades. It's kind of the premier conference for NATO, for the European Union, European defense. So it brings both elected officials as well as defense ministers from around the European theater. Very important to be there. I'm a new member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, so I was there talking to some of our allies in Europe and some of their concerns about the NATO alliance. And it's particularly important to bring it back to Michigan. We are particularly concerned about the Baltic states and some pretty aggressive Russian behavior along the border, which has the Baltic states very concerned, particularly given the Russians have annexed Crimea in a legal fashion and are fighting in Ukraine now. They think they may be next. And actually, Michigan National Guard units are in Latvia. We have a longstanding partnership that's been on for decades. Latvians come to Michigan to train at our National Guard bases. We send our folks over there. And, in fact, this summer we'll have a large exercise with Michigan Air and National Guard and units, but basically drilling with Latvian and other European units to show force and show that we will stand behind our allies in NATO.
Well, that has become so important, especially, as you said, with the ongoing Russian threat against some of our NATO allies.
Yeah, absolutely. They are very concerned. In fact, that was really the principal topic of the conference. And folks are concerned with some of the comments that the president had made where NATO has outlived its usefulness and maybe we don't support certain NATO allies. Certainly, I was there with the delegation led by Senator John McCain, who is the chair of the committee, to send a strong signal that the United States stands by our allies. Our alliances are important, and you can trust the word of the United States. Particularly given Russian aggression that I mentioned, as well as their cyber activities that we saw in the election, our election here in the United States, and it became clear that both the French and the Germans are seeing evidence of the Russians getting involved in their elections as well.
Do you think this is going to result in stepped-up forces, maybe sending more troops to that region?
Well, I think it is. You know, we've backed off quite a bit in recent years, but we just sent some additional American troops into Poland, have that presence increase. In the Baltic countries, you see the United Kingdom is sending troops in. The Canadians are sending a full battalion in as well. So you are seeing NATO allies kind of position some troops closer to the Russian border, which is certainly a change after many years of moving away from that region, thinking we had stability. now folks are very concerned, given the very aggressive posture of Mr. Putin and the Russians, and they certainly are not our friend.
No, it's been fascinating to watch and a little scary as well. We'll continue to monitor that and follow it. Senator, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Always good to be with you. Have a good day.
All right, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.